Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but we'll warn you, you'll have to pry it from our cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it. One shot at a time.
Second Amendment Tuesdays continues here with Attorney Penny Dean on Bulldog Live on the Pulse, continuing our discussion on entrapment for this week's topic. And Penny, you know, you mentioned a few cases specifics. Let's take a look at what one state is having to do regarding entrapment.
Well, Senate Judiciary Chairman out of Charleston, West Virginia, wants to basically say that if you entrap someone in this state, we're not going to allow it to happen. He wants to make it a felony to buy either a firearm or ammunition illegally in West Virginia from someone not allowed to possess either. So what he wants to do is entrap the entrappers. He wants to say that we should punish the wrongdoers. We should not punish law-abiding people who are trying to do the right thing, because nobody ever can truly guarantee. How do I know that you didn't sneak over on a boat from Norway and get someone's birth date? You know what I'm saying? How do I know that? And so, yes, oh, yeah, I've known Bulldog for years. I stole the gun. Yeah, it turns out he snuck over on the whatever. How the heck can the average person come up with that or prove that?
Right.
And so basically what this senator says, hands off when it comes to entrapping residents with illegal firearms purchases. And he basically originally started his idea because, remember, New York Mayor Bloomberg and his group that he was trying to go to the gun shows and get people to do illegal acts and then bust them for it?
Mm-hmm.
He basically said, Kessler basically said, look, we've had enough of this. We want to stop crime. We want to truly stop people who are doing illegal things. But we do not want to waste our limited budget dollars and resources by going after innocent people and just trying to entrap them, because anybody can be tricked into doing anything.
That's right. Well, and it was largely in response to what Mayor Michael Bloomberg in New York, the little diligent dilettante that he is, trying to go into other states, sending his little minions into other states and try to get them in trouble, as New York City residents or whatever, trying to buy a gun in another state.
Absolutely, and I think the best saying that comes to mind, I have a friend from India, and she has all these wonderful, wonderful sayings, and one of her favorite sayings is, tend to your own garden, meaning when your own garden has weeds and looks like crap, before you start pointing out the weeds in mine and coming over to mine and going, what about this and what about this, look at your own garden. And I think Bloomberg has enough trouble in his own garden that he doesn't need to be going elsewhere to find trouble. He simply hates firearms. And he wants to do anything that he can do to make firearms and firearms owners look bad and irresponsible.
All right. Well, Penny, we got to run here. Thank you very much for joining us. People have any further questions, they can contact you. How can they do so?
230-9999.
All right. And Penny at pennydean.com as well.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Penny, good chatting with you as always, and we'll do it again next Tuesday.
See you then.